In his first coming, like Moses, when he attempts to deliver Israel, the people did not know, they did not understand, and they refused or rejected him, just like they did with Jesus Christ. You see that? He supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. And the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, you are brethren, why do you wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? Now, if you switch over real quick to verse 35, you'll see it says, This Moses whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. And he brought them out after that he had showed signs and wonders in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, him shall you hear. In other words, they refused him the first time, but they would hear him the second time. You see that? There's a contrast here. What Stephen is doing is making the point that the rejection of Moses at the beginning, when he attempted to deliver the people, is just the same as when they rejected Christ the first time as well. Moses was then in the wilderness for 40 years, right? Which speaks of the church in the wilderness for 40 years, you know, the same time period, 40 jubilees, up to the present time. Now we're back in a repeat situation where Moses is called back because of the word at the burning bush, and he's going back now to deliver the people. But this time it's a successful deliverance because now the people will hear. They wouldn't hear the first time, we hear the second time. So these are all prophetic types and shadows according to Stephen's sermon. We drop back to verse 29. It says, Then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat two sons. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came to him. It's interesting, just for your information, that Moses was already at Mount Sinai at that time. Right? That's where the burning bush was. So what he did was to lead Israel to that same location where the burning bush was at the beginning. This was where Moses was tending the sheep of Jethro, his father-in-law. Now this is also in the land of Midian, as it says. And if you will check your Bible maps, you'll find out where Midian is. Midian is not in the what we know as the Sinai Peninsula. It's not there at all. It's on the other side of the Gulf of Aqaba. It's not in the Gulf of Suez. It's the Gulf of Aqaba. There's two fingers coming up from the Red Sea. The Sinai Peninsula is in the middle of those two fingers of water. They are to the east. The land of Midian is to the east of the far finger away from Egypt. Mount Sinai, where Israel was in the land of Midian, not in the Sinai Peninsula. You can find that on any biblical map if you look and see where Midian was.